Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so I'll admit it was definitely a little odd to see one of the Browns players rocking a Guardian cap. During the game yesterday, we wondered if we were going to see that, and it happened to be JOK, not Denzel Ward, that wore one, which had me thinking, now that a player is actually wearing them for a game, do you think you're going to see more kids? If it's suitable in the NFL, do you think you're going to see more of a yearning for this from different levels of football here locally? And with that, I defer my time over to Ken Carman, who is a big time
flat
coach
out,
in the area.
Flat out didn't even notice until like the second quarter.
You didn't
did
notice?
Did not even notice.
It was the only thing I noticed.
I did not notice it. I
only
really did not.
The internet noticed.
I did not. Well, I'm doing my best not to look at tweets during games because I don't want to start getting in tits for tats with people.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the game and all of a sudden he came up on a play and I went, oh, he's wearing a Guardian cap. And then I looked at Twitter and there were people tweeting at me about the Guardian cap. I had no idea. I didn't even notice. And I think that the people who, I should say, the guys just put dresses on them are probably guys that made it through one padded practice in youth football and then called it a day, or the ones are the reasons why parents don't want their kids to play football because they're afraid that the guy running their kids is running them into a brick wall. And that's kind of where I'm at. Anything that protects them. Honestly, anything that makes the parents feel safer about playing tackle football is going to be perfectly fine with me. So I'd love to be able to explore ways to get all the kids Guardians caps.
I mean, don't
at all
you
levels,
think, Kenny,
but at the same time, if you want to buy your kid a Guardian cap, go ahead.
This
go
was
right on ahead.
This was huge for the company. Obviously, this is huge for there's going to be studies done when enough players start to wear these in real games at different levels to see if it actually works. But it had to happen. You needed to see it at the NFL level for this thing to have any shot whatsoever of catching on at the lower levels, no?
Owen's a coach, too. Yeah, I would think it has to.
But
so
catcher, too.
Owen's a coach, too. So what did you think?
Yeah, I was like, just like Ken, I didn't notice it until they were in a goal line situation and they zoomed in on JOK coming up to, like, in a stunt to show his blitz. And then I was like, oh, there he has it on. And then once I knew it was there. His helmet definitely was a little bit bigger than everybody else's on the field.
Had the Mark Kelso going. Yeah,
but I didn't notice that. You know, Pittsburgh, the right guard in Pittsburgh is wearing one. There's a few guys. I know somebody from the Colts is wearing one, too. Few guys around the league that are wearing it in-game. I don't think there's a problem with more safety, right? Like, I saw a quote 2 weeks ago that was like, when they invented the seatbelt, a lot of people didn't want to wear that either, and it turns out, hey, probably a pretty good call. Saved a lot of lives with it. This a little less of a scale on life-saving, but long-term could be that. I don't think it's a big problem. We have kids. I haven't seen anybody in one of our games wearing it, but our football club made a big push this year to make sure they got maroon Guardian caps that match the color of our helmets so that you aren't such a sore thumb sticking out and having to deal with that, because that's probably the bigger problem for youth kids is not so much the safety. I don't know that they really care about the safety. The parents care about it. The youth kids care more about, will I be accepted by the rest of the team if I'm wearing that thing?
I remember last year we played against a team. By the way, shout out to Axel's team, 3-0 now. Third and fourth grade Rockets, 3-0.
Nice.
Had a great big win on Saturday. Fifth and sixth tried. They played really, really tough. Just came up short in the end. We'll fix some things, get back, take a look at the tape, get some things going. But Axel's team, 3-0 right now. And last year, there was a kid who was wearing one. Hexel's going, like, on the way home. He goes, what was that thing that guy was wearing? I go, That's called a Guardian cap, and you all probably wear them someday. Like, I didn't even think twice about it. I was like, you guys will probably wear them someday, or there will be some form of maybe an outer shell, just a bigger helmet than what I think people are used to seeing.
If you
right
were
now.
To make a bet right now on where this is 10 years from now, if especially if it's conclusive.
They're all going to be wearing dresses. Put flags on them.
Well, do you think this will be like...
That's what they'll say.
Do you think we'll be much closer to like 100% of the players wearing them than... Like, these are out of the league and just guys didn't like the way they looked or felt?
No. I think there will be different science to it.
I think there'll be a redesign of the helmet at some point.
Yes.
As opposed to just throwing this. Mm-hmm. I think this is a quick fix to a bigger, you know, solution.
They will find ways to make it, I guarantee, a little bit more. Because, again, I didn't notice because I'm watching through a TV. And the TV, the picture is great because I got it from Extend Technology. But it's also on... It's in a rain game. So it was overcast and hazy. And so everything was like kept down. And I wasn't even looking for it. I wasn't paying attention. I was paying attention to the D line. And by the time I saw it, it was probably the second quarter. And it didn't look too terrible at all.
On a sunny day, it might have stuck out a little more because they went back to the gloss helmet. They're away from the matte helmet. I don't think you noticed that it wasn't matte yesterday because of the way it was overcast.
True.
With the gloss helmet, everybody else wearing a gloss when I. It might stick out a little more in the sun.
But. Yeah, but in a decade from now, I think you're right. Like, there will be advances in this that will probably make it even safer and even more aesthetically pleasing to everybody involved, is what I think
you're
going to get.
But I just wonder, could they take the outside of it and put it on the inside, or does that then nullify the benefits?
I don't know, because I'm like, well, why can't you just make the shell put more on the inside and make the shell the outer shell? And do it like that, but I'm going.
I remember when Wes Welker went to Denver, he put on a helmet that was like three times the size of everybody else's helmet.
Yeah.
And that was he was the anomaly in the league. Then I think we're pretty close to the league probably skewing more 50-50 right now. And then as the younger players come up, I mean. Guys that are seniors in high school could be in the NFL in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And those guys are wearing Guardian caps every day now. They grew up in that.
You're right. You're right.
We'll see a change in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Owen's right. Did it surprise you it wasn't Denzel Ward wearing it? Instead, it was JOK, especially after the Tua thing.
I mean, it's his decision. But
he's had more confirmed concussions than Tua. Yeah.
I don't know Tua wearing a Guardian cap, that would have stopped him.
No. He said he changed his helmet, though. He's done his own research, and he said it's all there. So, if he feels safe, then God bless him. I hope he is.